Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the DJV Health Show. Welcome into another hour of stimulating conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is in Salt Lake City, Utah, has a clinic there, is a practicing NUCCA chiropractor. I don't know that I like the term practice, and I never have when it came to doctors. It is, but there's a different meaning. Now, of course, we always can turn that around and figure, okay, he's practicing on me. What did he learn in school? Why didn't he practice there? Is it true?
Those with poor people.
Yeah, right, exactly. that you, Ken has said this any number of times on his hour of DJV Health, that he doesn't basically use anything anymore that he learned in school because things have changed over the past 30, 35 years. You both are the same age. You've been practicing pretty much as long. There mm-hmm. I am using that term again. But do you find, when it comes to the knowledge that you utilize to adjust people using the NUCCA chiropractic routine and other things that you use in your practice, because you're a GAPS practitioner, everything has to do with what you eat, the health of your gut, et cetera, et cetera. So do you find that you're still using things that you learned when you went to school for all of this? Or are the updates and the things that are in the medical journals and things that come to you from various services that provide more information, new information on how to do all these procedures, is that what you're using more than your you're using the tools you learned at school?
That's what I like about the technique I practice, that it's not static, it's dynamic, it's constantly evolving as more and more things are discovered. I would say with Ken, I probably utilize maybe 10% of what I
really
learned, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s.
So do you think that was a big waste of time then going?
No. Well, if you're, whether you're in dental school, chiropractic school, medical school, law school, you are being taught to take a test. You're not being taught practical.
It's all about test. Yeah.
That's it.
The way you go to school, that's it.
And so
you
with
go
chiropractic,
to school for testing. Yeah.
That's it. Chiropractic has four rounds of national examinations. It's 10 semesters long. It's four rounds of national exams. And so that's what the, whether it's physiology, microbiology, bacteriology, virology, pharmacology, whatever we're being taught in school, we're being taught to take a to pass a national board exam or the school will look bad. Now, that doesn't mean you're not learning something, but it's one thing to be in classroom being taught this rote about this and this and this and this and memorizing these things, getting ready for the test. And another thing, working in the public clinic with actual sick and hurting people, which I spent the last year of school doing in the public clinic. And I kind of think if I were going to teach this, if I was going to run this stuff, whether I was going to run a med school or a chiropractic school, I would be having these students in the public clinic the day they showed up, not knowing anything. All right, here's this patient. Here's what you need to know and understand about the various aspects of their biochemistry, their biophysiology, and nutritional history, accident history, trauma history, genetic history of this family. Start with that. And they'll sit there with their eyes bugging out. What are you talking about? Get the books open and relate it to this patient and start building your education. Then we'll move you to the next one. Then we'll move you to the next one. And in the meantime, you're going to have a few laboratory experiences with the microscope and bacteriology, and we're going to get you in chemistry labs to learn about biochemistry. But in the meantime, you will always be focusing on the patient that's right in front of you to relate your knowledge discovery of these various subjects with the actual patient in front of you. Now, that's not the way they teach it today.
Hmm. Well, there you go. I think that's pretty damning, isn't it, when you get right down to it, thinking about the world of medical education, maybe the world of education in general.
Oh, what I good suppose is it? It goes everywhere. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, what do I use in my profession as a broadcaster that I learned when I was in school? I went to school and had a master's in education, but my bachelor's degree is in political science and speech. So I suppose maybe this piece, a little bit, political science, I use as an interpretive, informational sidelight to what I comment on the air. But what I've used any of the other courses? No, I mean, it helped to mature me socially as much as anything else. But, yeah, I think we just keep learning and learning and learning. And you'd like to think, the problem is, though, and this is a general conversational tidbit, but I think we can apply it to COVID, that the information that we are learning as adults in our everyday lives as it applies to something like COVID, we're not professionals, but yet we're sort of acting like professionals because we think we know it all. And in fact, we know very little, as is exemplified by all of the changes in mask guidance.
Yeah, all the flip-flop
variants, the flip-flop, to the point where I am about to pull the plug on any real conversation about COVID, the side effects and yada, yada. I mean, we can talk about it a little bit, but in my mind, this is over. We've lost a year of our lives and then some. A lot of people have lost their lives, whether they really died of the disease or something else. You know, that's an argument. There's a bunch of argument. It just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, it's time to move on.
Well, you just described what a lot of my patients are saying to me.
Yeah.
Where a year ago they were scared to death and they got in line and they did this and this and this. And now they are so confused, they'll say things to me, "Dr. Jack, I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know who to trust anymore."
Trust yourself.
Yep.
Trust your gut.
Trust. Listen to your heart. Listen to your gut. Follow that.
Yep, exactly. Yep. All right. So we did talk a lot last week to a point. I don't know if a lot is the right way, but I think that the COVID, the effects of the COVID thing now, for me, are psychological and not physical. And that's where I kind of want to get off of it. This is a medical program. I want to talk about the medical aspects of it. I don't think there's anything new under the sun to learn. The only thing that I will add to the conversation, just to throw this in anecdotally, you probably heard me talking in the DJV program about the experiments that's going on mostly in China, but some of it is actually being done here on ships in the middle of the ocean to put monkey brains or human brain cells into monkeys and put various organ, the elements of organs into the bodies of mice so that they can produce things that you could use in human beings. And this is kind of, I guess, lack of knowledge would make us think this is not something very good to do. I don't know if when we have more knowledge, we'll think it's a great thing. But right now, it doesn't seem like such a great idea, does it? Do you?
Well, what was that H.G. Wells story about the cross between the man and animals? It was in some Caribbean island. And
fiction becomes fact.
Well, that's about it. But look, the Salk Institute for Biological Studies is behind this. Mm-hmm. If you hear the name Salk Institute.
Yep. Jonas Salk was the polio vaccine.
Right, and you think, well, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
There must be some credibility.
Right, exactly.
And the chimeras, even though they didn't live longer than 19 days, they lived.
Mm-hmm.
The bringing to, just in a petri dish, but the bringing together these cells actually grabbed onto one another, created a new form of life, and lived for almost 3 weeks before they died. Now, was it Mother Nature making sure they died because it didn't go through natural selection? Or is there something that they can play around with this to get 4 weeks, a month, a year, grow it into
more
something?
More than that, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So these chimeras, it gets a little scary.
Yeah. According to a recent survey, although some people may feel that reading glasses can make you look older, 61% of respondents said that asking somebody else to read for you or squinting to see smaller print rather than wearing reading glasses makes you look older. How about we get the scoop on that from Jasmine Ginyard?
In a recent study commissioned by Foster Grant, more than a third of people hesitate to admit getting older because they either don't want to look old or don't want to admit to not being able to do things they used to do regularly. Matthew Kuhn, product design and development for Foster Grant, has more.
Our study found that only 29% of older Americans say reading glasses automatically make a person appear older than they actually are. At Foster Grant, we believe that seeing better equates to looking better and feeling better.
Taking care of your eyes is a smart choice, no matter your age. Many people choose to wear glasses at an earlier age for things like filtering blue light rays and helping to protect their eyes from the sun.
When it comes to needing readers for naturally aging eyes, people should know that Foster Grant reading glasses are still a youthful, stylish, and practical choice, allowing people to feel great in their eyewear with the added bonus of seeing clearly.
To see some of the stylish glasses available, visit fostergrant.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Back to DJV Health now, Dr. Jack. The J here could be for you, Jack. Yes, how about that? Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com is his website where he and his wife perform all kinds of miracles in the intellectual department, figuring things out and having you understand what the other side of medical information is. Also, for the NUCA practice that he has, you can go to JackStockwell.com and learn how the adjustment of your neck can affect your whole body, your spine, all the way back down your legs. Really is pretty amazing. To speak again about what we were talking about with the monkeys and the mice and stuff, the bodies are so connected, all of our bodies. And I would guess in the animal kingdom would be the same thing, wouldn't it, Jack? The animals are connected. Everything connects to something. It's the old hip bone connected to the leg
bone. Vertebrates, the vertebrates, anything with a backbone, that includes snakes, you know, chickens, birds, mammals, anything with a backbone, where their central nervous system comes from the brain down through the spine, and all the little tiny nerves that come off of that, absolutely, the health of the spine dictates the health of the human body. There's no other way around that. And misalignments, twisting, jamming, locking up of the spine will definitely affect nerves that come out of the spine, either overactive or underactive, and both of them can result in the disease process.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to get to the truth about mushrooms in a matter of moments, plus we'll have our standard process product supplement of the week. Don't forget the symptom survey as well that you can take to get the expertise that Jack and his staff have, giving you an update on what's going on in your body. Help yourself to it. That's also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Moving right along with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Back into the action here on DGV Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, and the truth about mushrooms. A lot of people laugh about mushrooms. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of mushrooms. I happen to like to cook with mushrooms. I like mushrooms on my mashed potatoes. I like them on, I use them for a lot of different things, mix them up into soup. And then there are the mushrooms that you use that people think, because I'm doing cannabis on my farm, I should be growing mushrooms, but it's not the same kind of mushroom. How many different kind of mushrooms are there, Jack?
Oh, thousands. There's thousands of species. Oh, yes.
Aren't some of them poisonous?
And only a few of them. Only a few of them are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Most of the varieties of mushrooms out there are very beneficial and nutritious for human physiology.
Why do you think that something like that, why would they be considered nutritious? I look at those things, they just feel like, you know, they're almost pulp. Like, what kind of nutrition?
Look how fast they grow. Look, you know, under the right conditions, plenty of water, and they usually grow on decaying matter. And the mistake that people make is that because they grow on decaying matter, they're full of decayed matter. No. Nature is always turning itself over, and it pulls the life substance left in decaying matter and produces something that's full of fiber, polysaccharides, selenium, other vitamins.
It's recycling. I have, when my cows die on the farm, I recycle them into the compost pile. I have a huge compost pile that's full of mostly there's manure in it, there are leaves in it, there are all kinds of composted food that are in it, and we mixed it up over the past year. I've been doing it for a long time. Sometimes you leave it long enough, it just becomes like dirt. After, depending on how many times you roll it over, it's dirt.
You know, we're always trying to improve on Mother Nature through artificial fertilization and everything else, and we miss it by a mile. Mm-hmm. There's hardly any. Look what happened, how fertile the Great Plains were when it was covered with millions of buffalo. And look what's happened to the Great Plains now. Unless you spray it heavy, it's not going to grow anything.
Right, well, because we have all of the soil has been killed by Dow Chemical, DuPont Chemical, Bayer Chemical, Monsanto Chemical. The soil is dead, and without lots of chemical fertilizers, nothing will grow. Unless you put some of this back into the land, the humus, if you will, that comes from the decaying matter that we're talking about here.
Well, isn't that where the life is? Isn't it humus?
It is.
That's right. Where the life of the soil is.
Right.
So this study that came out of Pennsylvania State, Penn State University, they certainly have a good reputation. They found that people that ate 18 grams of mushrooms a day, about an eighth to a fourth of a cup, cooked or not, had a 45% lower chance of developing cancer compared to those who didn't. And people who ate mushrooms had a significantly lower risk of breast cancer, despite the other kinds of cancers, because these things are an explosion of life out of deadness, recycling the very thing you just got through talking about.
Well, and what happens is not unlike what comes out of the other end of what comes out of the other end of our bodies. The feces that comes out of our bodies, out of animals' bodies, is decayed matter that is full of all kinds of,
And there's still life in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Regardless of how it smells. If it came out of a cow, out of a chicken, out of a human, no matter what, I think nature put that smell on there to keep it away from your mouth. But no matter how bad it smells, there's still life in it to recycle back into the soil.
Well, you see a lot of water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants that are separating water from the hard matter, and that's becoming crystallized, fertilized capsules. You can use it in little caplets to fertilize your land. It's the same stuff, basically. It comes out of humans instead of cows or horses or pigs or chickens.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited? Aren't you glad you're listening, folks? This is DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York's Attorney General has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is now a criminal probe. In a statement Tuesday night, a spokesman for AG Letitia James said the investigation was being conducted in conjunction with Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance's office. His office has been looking into allegations against the company of insurance and tax fraud. A homeless man has been identified as the suspected arsonist in the Palisades wildfire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near Los Angeles. Ramon Santos Rodriguez is accused of starting the fire, allegedly setting the fire last Friday. The L.A. County Fire Department says the blaze is 32% contained and have lifted evacuation warnings in the area. And government entities in Texas won't be able to enforce any mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday stopping local mask requirements and laying out fines for officials that try to enforce them. The governor said that Texans should decide whether to wear a mask, not their government. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One Major League Baseball club is dealing with a large number of breakthrough coronavirus infections. Tim Berg explains.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the endpoint we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And 1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back the second half hour of DGB Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You've done this water thing. We've been back and forth on talking about it. It's something that intrigues me. Did you use the same water device you showed me when I was at your house?
Yes.
Under the sink. Is that the kind of water?
Hydrogen water.
Why is that better? Did I ask you that before? I don't remember whether I asked you on the air.
Well, there are over 1,000 studies showing the benefits of hydrogen gas in an anaerobic area of the gut. That historically, with our historical dietary patterns we followed before we started heavy processing of foods, there were certain areas of the gut that produced hydrogen gas. And in these 1,000 studies, over 100 of them are dedicated just to human beings as to how vital a small amount of hydrogen gas in the digestive process is to the health of the overall health of the body. So we have some friends that have developed this about several years ago. It's nothing new. A device, we have it under the sink, some people have it on top of the sink, that puts in a jet of hydrogen gas produced through electrolysis to running water. It'll be in that water for a few hours before it finally dissipates. It's just like mountain stream water coming down the mountainside, turning and twisting and the vortexes and everything, loading that mountain water up with oxygen so that it gets to a point where the 4% level of oxygen is enough for beautiful fighting trout that you can go out there fly fishing for. When that water slows down, there's less oxygen, and then you end up with the carp and some other kind of fish. Well, it's the same thing with hydrogen. Hydrogen is the most abundant element in all the universe, let alone the Earth, and it has a part to play in our life. And so what's important here is that there is a way to put hydrogen gas back into water. Now, it's not going to explode. It's not that kind of, that much
right.
hydrogen.
Yeah, right.
But just enough to answer a certain nutritional deficiency in our modern diets that's not getting that hydrogen effect for part of our physiology. And there's, like I said, there's over 100 peer-reviewed studies alone on the vital importance of hydrogen gas in human physiology.
Wow. Well, does it make you
that's
burp?
That's all available.
Huh? Does it make you burp? Give you gas, literally.
No, not really. It does a little bit initially.
What makes gas? Why do people have burps and farts?
Well, most of it is because of the sugar in their diet. It is being converted to carbon dioxide in the gut. So if they have a lot of sugar, if they eat a lot of carbohydrates, they're going to have a lot of gut gas. Because those carbohydrates, as they break down as it moves through the gut, is going to be feeding certain kinds of bacteria whose byproduct is carbon dioxide. And that's why if they have a lot of protein indigestion, in other words, their body isn't breaking the proteins down that they eat, that gas is going to smell like hell because it's rotted proteins. But if it doesn't smell, it's just carbon dioxide gas brought on by a lot of sugar in their diet. And I don't mean candy bars and soft drinks, although that will certainly do it. Just if they have a plant-rich diet, they're going to have gas. Because their body can only break those plants down so far, and they break down into glucose, which is what a carbohydrate is.
So we're talking about broccoli, we're talking about spinach, we're talking about carrots.
Yeah, they'll all produce gas.
What are we talking about?
Yeah,
if
it didn't come from something with a face, it's going to produce gas.
Faces don't give us gas?
No.
Turkey?
It doesn't
chicken?
If you're digesting it. Now, if you have a hard time digesting animal protein, you're not only going to have gas, you're going to clear the room out when it comes out of you.
Hmm.
People are going to look at you like, my gosh, what have you been eating? But that if it's really foul-smelling... It is fermented isn't the right word, but it's just unprocessed proteins that are still hanging around in the gut that haven't been properly broken down yet. That's usually a problem of people who take antacids so that the acids in their stomach aren't strong enough to break down the proteins that they're getting from a hamburger or a steak or a chicken leg or something else. But if they have strong stomach acid, they're not going to have smelly farts. But if they got weak acid, they will. And then if they have a bunch of plants along with the meat, those plants will produce gas by themselves. And that putrid smell of the...
So it depends on what you're eating.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
It does. And the health of the digestive system.
Hmm.
And so a lot of people will feed themselves over and over again just overly processed foods. And, when it gets in the stomach and the stomach says, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? And so it tries to push it on through the system and tries to break down what it can, the food part of it, the non-food part of it has got to deal with that as well. And so you end up with massive constipation or constant diarrhea or bowel problems of one kind or another, all kinds of gas, stomach pains, bloating, because we're not eating the foods Mother Nature prepared for us.
All right. What does eating improperly do to us? I guess I was thinking a friend of mine that works with me on the farm has really bad arthritis in his wrists, and it seems to have come upon him very quickly. He said he went to the doctor, and the doctor said that he was going to give him opioids, and this guy said, no, you're not giving me opioids. What are the less risky alternatives, I guess, is the question. If he knows I do a health program with a couple of well-credentialed doctors. So I guess, and he is sort of the same kind of person I am, natural alternatives, taking supplements, the stuff that you supply from Standard Process, is there something in there? or what do we do about arthritis? What are we? What are we? If you had arthritis, what would you do?
All grain has to stop. All wheat, all barley, all rye. We can clear arthritis out of our patients in anywhere from 30 to 60 days if they will completely stop grain. Now, that's not steel-cut oats, and there's a couple of other things in there. Amaranth and quinoa don't seem to be a problem. But if it is wheat, or it's barley, or it's rye, if they will stop that and cut that 100% from their diet, all the arthritis will disappear in 2 months.
Maybe God has done me a favor by making me gluten intolerant because I don't eat all that stuff. And am I therefore, if I don't eat it all, not likely to get arthritis? I don't have what I mean. Yeah. You've seen my body.
Okay, this is going to sound a little nutty. This is going to sound a little nutty what I'm about to say, but there's plenty of science behind it.
Won't be the first time.
If you go hunting for deer or elk or buffalo or fish, they have the ability to get up and run away from you to preserve their lives. They don't want to be eaten. Plants don't want to be eaten, but they can't run away. Mm-hmm. So over the millions of years that they've been going through their development, they have produced inside themselves a real risk-averse system of poisons.
It's nutritional deficiency.
Well, right? there's certain kinds of foods. You simply nightshades, potatoes, and if you want inflammation, eat potatoes and tomatoes and other kinds of nightshades. But there's some
processed
kinds of
foods.
Well, not just processed, right? Well, those just worsen the problem.
Well, they make inflammation. Is arthritis same as inflammation?
Well, arthritis is inflammation. Arthritis is a change in the surface of the bone structure, more the cartilage than anything else. A breakdown of the cartilage between the bones. A breakdown in the lubricating fluid. And then the bone actually begins to change its shape. It gets greater density. There are other kinds of problems that show up. And I'm telling you, your body will do everything to heal that and cure it as fast as it can if the cause of it is removed. And it's primarily wheat.
As you're talking here, I just Googled this, and it seems that most arthritic patients have multiple nutritional deficiencies.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like not enough vitamin A, B, C.
Yes.
Turmeric. What's bromelain? What is that?
Bromelain is a digestive enzyme.
Okay.
They're not breaking their food down.
Green tea.
So a lot of gook ends up in the system.
All right. So if you have any arthritic problems, do not take drugs. Follow Jack's advice. You want to listen back to this, all you got to do is go to the DJV Health Podcast, because this information will be in the next podcast, current podcast, as it's talking about Jack and his water fast and that sort of thing, the immune system, health in your body, and what that does. That's helped a lot, by the way, by the immune packs that are available from Standard Process.
Yes.
Continuing with Dr. Jack for a few more minutes here on DJV Health, I'm Doug Steffen with a question about your sleep habits and what you're using for a mattress, for a pillow, for sheets. You know where I'm going with all this, because My Pillow has been on this program advertising for somewhere between 3 and 4 years. Very interesting to tell you the story about all the warranties, the 60-day money-back guarantee on all the products. But specifically, right now, there are two things that are, well, actually three. The sheets, the towels, and the new My Pillow, My Slippers. All of them available at substantial savings using the DJV code. For example, for a limited time, you get a two-pack of towels, the washcloths and all that stuff, for the price of one using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, kind of a square there, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of the deep discounts up to 65% on all MyPillow products. The Dream Bed Sheets, the pillows, the My Slippers. Help yourself, save the dough, and enjoy life at home. At MyPillow.com, you find the answers. Use the discount code DJV on checkout.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The business of the help that comes from you looking into people's lives, basically, fill out the survey, the symptom survey, the things that you produce there. You've done quite a thing. You must be, when you go home at night, you feel good about who you've helped and how you've helped them. You and Mary have developed so many great things that help so many people. I don't mean this to blow smoke in your nose or up your whatever. I just I think that you have, and it kind of shows you what an imagination and a little research and education can put forth, because you have these the long life energy enzymes, you have the thyroid stuff that you and Mary put together that has been certified by any number of organizations as being exactly what you say it is and will do. The enzymes are so important. Back to your gut and you being a GAPS practitioner, that stuff is a number one for gut health, is it not?
2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said, all health, all disease begins in the gut. That's how advanced Greek medicine was 400 years before Christ. They knew it. They understood it back then, that food was the way to heal somebody who was sick. And the lack of proper food was the reason to find out why they were sick, what was missing in the diet. But pharmacology will not let you consider that today if you're in the practice of medicine. Today it's, you know, the three Ds.
Drugs.
A diagnosis,
drugs,
a disease,
and more drugs.
And a drug. That's it.
Yeah. Drugs and more drugs.
Are everything.
You
now,
cannot
while they
watch...
While there are people who are alive because of the drugs they're taking, there's a lot of people who are dead because of
right.
the drugs they take.
I mean, the drugs have their place, but there's so many of them now. There's so much money involved, and we say this all the time. You can't listen to a radio program, including some of the programs that I do, or watch a television program on a network and not see a drug spot or hear a drug spot in pretty much every break. Every time, we call them spot sets in the business, you hear all these drug things. That can't be healthy. At any rate, that's we're here to help. That's the deal. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DGV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Doctor time. Good day. Why do I stick with it? Well, because I said it for how many years? Referred to as Good Day Health. And now I refer to as DJV Health with our two experts on medicine, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronos. Jack is here now to go through. He's brought to you by Calitrin, by the way. Way to lose weight. Although Jack didn't use Calitrin to lose weight. He just went on a water diet. And people are still asking questions about that. How safe is it fasting for this long? You're not still on the water diet now, are you?
No. I stopped it because there were some people coming to work in the to help with the garage and some yard stuff, and I wanted to be involved with it. And though I had plenty of energy to see patients during the day, I didn't have a whole lot of energy for heavy labor.
Mm-hmm.
So I came off of it for a few days so that I had the energy I needed to help around the house. And then I did another 5 days following that. And now I'm back on solid foods again, but almost totally carnivore.
Everything is meat, no veggies.
Same as our ancestral diets, yes. You know, when they look at...
You know how gross I think that is.
I know that. But then when we look at how sick Americans are...
Yeah.
You know...
What? I'm not sick.
When they would examine...
How many guys my age do you know who are as healthy as I am? Seriously.
Not very many.
All right, so...
No, you're always fit when you come out to see
us.
There's not one absolute best thing for anybody. You have to look... as your ethnic origins. Well, you know, go back several generations. Where did your genes come from? Mm-hmm. Were they from the Orient? Were they sub-Saharan Africa? Were they the Polynesian Islands? Were they the Inuit Eskimo? Were they Northern Europeans? You have to look at what these different groups of people have eaten for thousands upon thousands of years, because that's what's written into your genes. There is no one normal. There's no one normal blood pressure, no one normal LDL levels, no one normal... heart findings.
Well, so how do they get away with, okay, let's stop with that. Normal LDL. You know, I've had this thing going on here since I had the episode last fall, and people worried about my total cholesterol was 186 at the time. And I know you say the number doesn't make any difference, and I guess I bought that for a long time until this happened, and since then I kind of gone back to thinking what I was thinking before, but in the meantime, the low bad cholesterol, LDL, was like 140, and the good was 46, or not even that much.
Okay, they're so backwards. Where is it?
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah.
And so
mine, you know, on the other
statins
hand.
Statins and things like that. Go ahead.
I have very low LDL.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cholesterol lower than I think it should be. But there's plenty of studies to show the older you get, the higher your cholesterol needs to be.
Huh. So what does that say? Mine is 186.
That's
is
too
mine,
low.
Is supposed to be over 200, over 250?
At your age, it should be over 300.
Over 300.
No, cholesterol wasn't a big deal till about the early 80s when they discovered a drug that would force it down.
Well, but they'll tell you, doctors, cardiologists, Ken will tell you, that the statins keep people alive. He saved lots of lives over the past 30 years.
I'm aware of that. What's the number one killer in America?
Heart disease.
Okay.
But it could be worse.
What does that tell you?
But it could be worse. More people could die. That's what, that's what Ken would say.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, there are people who have absolutely dangerously high levels, and that's because of some metabolic problems that they're having. Fine. But the amount of information on what statins do to the brain, what statins do to memory, it's scary. It's very frightening. There's,
who are
there's
you?
Much,
and
there's
are you
much
here,
more things to be concerned about than cholesterol.
Right. All right. So you feel like you were successful anyway.
Yeah.
You were safe. Your wife was taking care of you. But there are a lot of there's a lot of information. We ought to probably post this on either your site or our site, the DGV Health Show site, or yours, ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you haven't heard, put it there. You should put it there to give people a background.
Yeah, and you might put that. You might put that NIH study that I sent to you about fasting. Over 400 people, less than 1% of them had any adverse reactions, had any adverse effects. The rest of them had wonderful, including long-term illnesses and sicknesses and pre-existing conditions all disappeared within 21 days of fasting.
So fasting, if you want to lose weight, okay, that's a way to do it. You want to keep it off, you need to use Calitrin. Everybody knows that. This is the best, what's the old expression, the best offense, good defense?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to lose weight, keep it off. Collagen, protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, those are the main ingredients. Nothing bad, all good. And 90 days free, that's what you get when you go to toploss.com. Buy Calitrin to support your weight loss and keep it off. Use the DJV code and you get free shipping as well. All that at toploss.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.